So OPM, they've sent teams all around the country over the past 9 months to help agencies change the way they recruit and hire. Angela Bailey is OPM's Deputy Associate Director for Recruitment and Hiring. She's in charge of the Mobile Assistance Teams, MATS. At first, she wasn't sure how receptive the agencies would be to OPM's assistance, but she says the overwhelming response from agencies speaks to their need in completing the reforms. In fact, the teams went to agencies rather than making the agencies come to Washington. That set this training approach apart from other initiatives. OPM's Angela Bailey.
We took this across the country. So we have been as far as Hawaii, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, Boston, you name it, and we've been there. And so I think that that's what makes this different, is that we weren't saying to the agencies, you have to come to D.C. We took the show on the road.
So OPM formed these training groups to aid compliance with an executive order that was issued last May. The order required agencies to address several hiring issues, including eliminating these KSAs or written essays. To date, Bailey says these MATS have trained 17,500 employees. They visited 66 cities in 31 states, made presentations to 28 executive boards. Pretty cool. Bailey says all six mobile assistance teams were equally in demand. She says that many agencies thought they needed help in one area, only to realize the changes in one area often meant reform in another. And Bailey says it's common for agencies to have week-long training sessions.
You have to look at this holistically. You can't just look at it as just speed of hiring. There has to also be a quality element to this as well. So things like making sure that they can do good structured interviews, making sure that they have good workforce planning from the beginning so that they get their requirements right, making sure that the managers are truly involved from step one to the end of the process. We decided that you had to look at this whole thing holistically, and you couldn't just simply train on just one particular element and expect an agency to achieve 80 days. You had to train, and it's really, training is a bad word to use here. I think it's really education. We had to really kind of educate them as to what it is, what was the intent. One of our most popular education series was hiring reform in general, just helping them understand the intent behind the president's memo, what drove it, why did you put certain things in there. So we went out with the understanding that folks don't have to agree with us, they don't have to agree with the executive order, but they needed to understand it.
Angela Bailey from OPM, she says that once agencies understood the order, they were more supportive. By eliminating KSAs, eliminating these KSAs was a hot-button issue. She says education in the new hiring procedures, it helped alleviate those fears. In addition to the traveling teams, OPM created short animated hiring tutorials that are meant to make the process easier to understand. In August, agencies submitted action plans that OPM used to gauge agency progress.
As a result of that, we had progress reviews with the agencies, and we had a heart-to-heart, closed-door discussion with them as to, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we thought that they could make some improvements and where they thought that they might be struggling. So we had these really honest dialogues without it being felt like it was an audit kind of thing or OPM was just lowering the stick kind of thing. Instead, of it was more of a dialogue, which was excellent, and then that led to the human capital management reports coming in December, which actually outlined the actual results of some of that action planning that they did.
That is Angela Bailey. She is with the Office of Personnel Management. She says the human capital reports laid the groundwork for OPM's work moving forward. This year, she hopes agencies use the structure created last year to improve recruitment and assessment quality.